Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's edition of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. It is being recorded. We're recording here Wednesday, July 29th.
Hopefully we're recording.
Yeah, I see the recording sign. It's coming out. This is a Thursday, July 30th edition. So Mark is taking a much needed vacation away from all of us. So hopefully this all works out. But with us this week on our...
He's taking a staycation.
A staycation, right. Yeah, he had to cancel his trip out to Martha's Vineyard. So
which I'm sure a big part of his staycation will be listening to this episode as soon as it comes out. So Mark, I hope you're enjoying yourself.
I think he's recording an episode of Pat's Pints podcast, or Mark's Mugs podcast, whichever they changed the name to, while on his staycation. But anyway, this is another remotely quarantine edition of Beers of the Brewers. You've heard Walt Keyes joining.
Yeah, here I am.
And we got Tony Cipriani.
Hey, guys.
And Dan Schaefer over there.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, hoy. So this week we are talking about Pina Pants. Pina Pants is a beer that we have done in the past. What, last year was the first year we did this beer on draft? Maybe?
I want to say... We just done the
2 years
time,
ago.
I know we did it for one of the anniversary parties.
2 years ago. These years blend together.
Yeah.
So first time in cans, Pina Pants. Pina Pants. We're saying pineapple, passion fruit, dank and juicy.
So dank.
Which these we're doing it not on draft, but 16-ounce cans. This is kind of our first return to 16-ouncers. We did it for the stadium last year. We did it for massive for the Mafrey Stadium, and then we had Quadrahopic and Peak for Nationwide, but this is the first one of retail variety, double dry hopped, double IPA. But yeah, it's look for it in this. We got the cool pina pants guy. It's pineapple wearing some sunglasses and some pants to go along with the lime. The Midwestern lime dude. So taco and chili, what do we think?
do we have one in here?
It's got to be like this sort of a Hawaiian chili. There's a lot of pineapple in Hawaiian. This would go great with a Jets Hawaiian pizza, I imagine.
Oh, we just ordered Jets.
Did you get the Hawaiian
just
pizza
now? Always do. Yeah
let's get Jets.
Yeah, good Michigan Detroit style pizza.
While we're on the topic, what's everyone's opinion on pineapple on pizza? Go.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Dan? Absolutely.
Dan?
Agnostic.
Okay.
I'm not. If someone orders it, I will eat it.
You'll eat
but
it.
I don't personally prescribe to that.
Have you ever had the Jets pineapple pizza? Or Hawaiian pizza? Okay. That might change your opinion on it.
It's the best. And yeah, I don't understand people that get so angry about it. I mean, there are like toppings on pizza. I don't like mushrooms, but like I don't get angry that other people like mushrooms on pizza.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the Hawaiian pizza. The saltiness you get from the ham or bacon and really goes well with the pineapple.
Yeah. And so, I'll tell you, if you really want to make an extra good Hawaiian pizza from Jets or really anywhere, throw some jalapenos on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good addition to
it's a great
to a Hawaiian pizza.
Well, now I'm jealous because you get to have Jets Hawaiian pizza tonight, and I might have to do that.
Former podcast producer Julie is leaving on like a 3-week camping trip.
They're going out to the Colorado.
Yeah, so we're going to hang out and have some pizza before they drive off.
I got to see former Clunkle, current brother-in-law, Andrew, last week. Yeah. So heard all about it. Sounds like they're going to have a fun. They're probably going to listen to the backlog of Beers with the Brewers podcast all the way out on their drive to Colorado.
Work their way through.
So they'll catch up to this one when they're pulling into Denver, I imagine.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They're going to binge them, yeah.
So hopefully you guys had a safe drive. Watch out for the tumbleweeds as you're driving through Kansas.
And then the bears once you get to Colorado.
Yeah, so upcoming events. Well, we do have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we've got like a decent amount of stuff going on. A lot of like kind of recurring beer garden stuff. No like big anniversary party information or anything like that at this point. Yeah, so all right, I'm gonna kind of just run through the week because like we basically have something every day. Mondays, we're now open once again on Mondays. We were closed there for a while to give ourselves a little bit of a break, but we are once again open on Mondays, 3 to 10. Yeah, 3 to 10 anyway, but yeah, also with the weirdness out till 10. But and it's Music Monday. We're gonna be showing fun old music videos and stuff out in the beer garden on our big screen.
What we found out though is you can't just necessarily go to a YouTube playlist that says like we're the MTV 80s or MTV 90s, which was the original idea,
because
you can get some slow songs or some really obscure songs.
You gotta curate it a little bit, so. So that's Mondays. We also have our food truck Monday, Street Time. They've been here plenty of times before, especially at events.
Yeah, great local Franklinton stuff. Franklinton.
Based out of Franklinton, so good to support the neighborhood. Street Time. That's time with a THY if you're looking to look up their menu or anything. But yeah, they're here Mondays. Tuesdays, we got Travia Tuesday. Great trivia night hosted by our friend Travis Hosher. I came down and played a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome. A good balance of a lot of questions and a good sort of difficulty rating on them. Some of them are tough. Some you'll get, and you can play it all from your phone, so you don't have to like bring your answer sheet up or anything like that.
Pop culture trivia, totally distanced. You can play in teams, but really just there's 15 seconds per question, so it's kind of a solo game.
It moves quick. And if you know Travis, he's a great host, funny guy. So it's a lot of fun. So Travia Tuesdays.
And this Tuesday, if you want to play a little hooky from work and leave early, we got the Blue Jackets playing the opening round against it'd be the second game in the opening round of this NHL tournament against Toronto at 4 p.m. So Travia Tuesdays will start essentially right following the game since – 7 p.m. around 7 p.m. So
yeah. So in theory that starts at 7, but the crew have been playing on Tuesdays.
Not anymore.
At least until they get the real season going back up again. So we've kind of shifted around the time on Travia, but that should start around 7 every Tuesday. And then our friends Satan's Realm will be here. They do vegan street food. That's awesome. Even if you're not a vegan, so come down. Get some curly fries.
Highly recommend the Italian sandwich. I got the last one last night, and it was delicious.
Yeah, and then Wednesdays, our two fat Indians are here, so if you got a Indian food craving, come on down, have a beer and some Indian food.
Stay for the movie.
I bet with all the sort of coconut milk and stuff and Indian food, I bet the Del Boca Vista will go pretty well with some Indian food. But and then Wednesdays, we also have movies. So yesterday was Back to the Future, and then
Step Brothers.
We have
next
one
week.
For the Step Brothers next Step, week.
So that should be on the app right now, landgrant.app. Yeah. Get yourself a table. Tables, we dropped the prices significantly. They start at $10 for a two top. I think it's $12. You can have a six top and up to $15 for one of the booths on Town Street.
Yeah, and then I'll reserve your spot. Step Brothers, great movie.
Step Brothers, and then I think it's Zoolander the week after.
Prestige worldwide. Yeah, so, prestige. Go to landgrant.app and reserve your table now. You can do that from anywhere, but it's also what you would order from at the beer garden. So if you're having a beer, you just go ahead and do that while you're doing that. Thursdays and Sundays, we got live music in the beer garden. Thursday is 6 to 9, Sunday 3 to 6. I don't know, we're probably one of the few places in town you can come hear some live music. So, come down, check that out. Also, obviously, Thursday through Sunday, we've got our friends Ray Ray's are open for business with their delicious barbecue. And yeah, and then just in general, sports have kind of started back up. Indians, Reds, CBJ starting up here soon, and then NBA tips off this weekend. So whenever there's something going on, we'll throw it on the screen. So come down, watch some sports. And if you don't know what we're talking about by the screen, we got this giant Jumbotron that lives basically behind the stage right now.
Two of them. So, and one
and one over in the turf area as well. So we got two Jumbotrons outside, so you can sit outside, be socially distanced, feel safe, all that fun stuff, and watch baseball if that's your cup of tea. And yeah, so a lot going on in the beer garden. This all goes with the caveat that since the beer garden's outside, it is weather dependent. If it's pouring rain, it probably won't be open, but you can check out islandgrantopen.com, and we will keep that updated if we have to shut down for a pop-up storm or anything like that. We will keep that updated so you can know up to date whether we are open or closed. So yeah, that's the rundown for the beer garden for now.
Awesome. All right, so into this beer here, Dan. I'm about a quarter of the way through this 16-ounce can. You want to tell us a little about Pina Pants?
Yeah, so we beefed this up a little bit from the previous iteration. So it's 8.3%, I think, up from 7.5. Kind of wanted to differentiate it from our concentrate series, and also just, yeah, give it a little bit more heft. So the first one was, I think the first time we did this was Azaka, Idaho 7, Hallertau Blanc, and Zithos. And when we sort of, we knew we wanted to come around and do this again. But Zithos is a hot blend, actually, and it's no longer available. So we sort of went back and kind of tried to reverse engineer that flavor profile using hops that are available now. So we still have the Azaka, but we use the cryo form of that. And pair that up with some Denali, which is very pineapple forward, pretty earthy too, and some cryo citra. And also different this time, we actually double dry hop this, which I have previously decried as fake news. But what for us, it never made sense because we have a recirculating hop pump, so we just recirculate until we get all the flavor out of the hops that we need. So it doesn't make sense to add them in more than one dose. You know, there's some evidence that if you add it in a bunch of small doses, you get better extraction than if you add it all at once. That doesn't really take into account if you're recirculating it. But yeah, some research that I've done, for anyone out there, Scott Janisch's book, The New IPA, has been really great. We found out that you can get different types of compounds extracted at different temperatures. So what we did was dry hopped it first with the Denali and the Azaka cryo at a higher temperature, where you're supposed to get more tropical fruit extraction. And then we dropped it down for the citra, where you're supposed to get more citrus compounds extracted. So we have found a useful means of a double dry hopped hazy IPA.
Yeah, I think, again, since we haven't done this beer for 2 years, it's you get the, however you want to say it, you definitely get all that hot punch. It is very pineapple-y. This is one of the beer, like, type of beer that you gotta, like, people that really aren't into beer, you gotta convince them that no, we didn't add any fruit juice. This is all from the hops. This is literally this is kind of the artistry of it. So
it's very dull pineapple, like straight from the tin type of flavor.
I'm digging this iteration on it. It's dangerous at a 8.3%, as a lot of these beers can. It's very easy drinking, but you definitely get all of that flavor and aromatics. It's great.
Yeah, definitely going down easier than it probably should at 8.3. So sort of the reverse crushability index, like how dangerous is it? It's a dangerous
it's very dangerous. Yeah, and Dan, I know you've had a whole side quest, if you will, to try to get Walt to do all cartoon characters for our beers. Is that I think that's come up on the podcast a couple times. So this was the the original, or was it the Got Fuzz that was the original caricature?
They were around the same time, but I think Got Fuzz was first. And then this one, and then obviously Let Me Squeeze Past You, and then certain. Well, I guess there was
the hop for the Dank Jams.
Well, yeah, and Bonnie did the hop DJ, but the sports, the basketball guy, was kind of in this vein as well. But I've got to just wait for it's letting a secret out of the.
It's all of our loyal secret out of the garage. I don't know if that's actually a saying.
the key lime milkshake IPA for the anniversary time will be right in line with this series as well. I'll say that.
I think that kind of leads us. You mentioned the reverse, but the question that on everyone's mind is.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I would say if you're crushing responsibly, which, you know, I think it's a two, but with the 16-ounce cans.
Yeah, that throws a wrench in it.
It's really kind of a one, but I would say, I'm going to go with two, though. Like, it's so delicious and drinkable. I can't, one just seems like selling it short, but... I think two is probably where you want to top out at and switch to something lighter.
Tony?
I go with a two. I actually had two the other night, and it was a little much, but like you guys were saying, it goes down real easy. What I do love about this beer, though, when you first crack the can, the dankness that you get, similar to... Well, we'll just say it, weed, of like some other breweries. Yeah, some other breweries that I've liked, where you get that aroma. You get that, and then it's like followed up right away with some pineapple notes and some fruity notes. But yeah, as far as what it tastes like, it's it goes down super quick. So I would say two. I would not go three. I think two. You're already riding the line with two.
Yeah, I think you're on. I mean. If this was a 12-ounce can, I think you're probably at like a 2.5, which I think falls perfectly into that 16-ounce two. So
yeah,
I think we're at a unanimous two. Two out of four crusher, given that it's a four-pack. So there you go.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what Mark has to say next week. He's always rounding up on his crushability. Especially during quarantine time.
Any other thoughts on this beer? Other than that, it's a two crusher and it's got a cool little character on it.
No, I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. I've had a couple four packs in the fridge and I've been having one a night here and there, and it's a really nice beer and. Perfect for this time of year when it's just so hot out. It's a nice end of the day, cool off, have something sturdy. It's good.
Well, I think for the normally when I'm on the weather report, the status of Central Ohio weather for all those listeners, last night was a very nice reprieve. Low humidity, 86 degrees. Great night to watch some soccer in the beer garden. So hopefully that's a preview of what's to come, because it'll be nice. Which kind of leads us into a question from a listener that we do have this week. I'm gonna have to find all the sound bites that Mark has been using. I haven't edited. I got to be the guest editor this week, so see if I can find something good. But
when you control the mail, you control information.
The question from the listener. The listener, this person's name is Mark Richards. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. Okay. It's kind of a common name, but long-time listener, first-time caller, the question asks, Lemon Glow is probably my favorite Langrand beer of the year. Is there any chance it could make a comeback? Say, maybe this week. If so, that would be awesome. Wow. Well,
boy.
Well, Mark Richards. That would be very much of a coincidence.
If it was the Mark Richards that edits this podcast, I feel like he should, as part of his job, know the answer to that question.
Yeah, we might have to put that into some sort of a review if he didn't know this.
But might have to write him up.
I'm guessing this is another Mark Richards.
It's another, yeah, probably.
So
he could have at least flipped it around, been like, I don't know. Richard Marks. Or something like
Richard
that.
Marks.
Yeah. Richard Marks.
So yeah, anyone know? Anyone know when?
Super coincidentally,
I will be having one of those immediately after I have this.
Canned it up today, right? Yeah. Today being Wednesday.
Yeah, unfortunately, we as things go. We had a bit of a canning line issue, so not all of it got canned today, but the rest will be canned Thursday today. Yeah. Richard Marks, you weren't the only one that this was your favorite beer. I think I heard that from a lot of people, and I think even on the Lemon Glow episode, I said it would rival my pool party consumption this year, which is very difficult to put a dent in, and I'm super excited for it to come back. So yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's that's quickly moved to the top for me as favorite Landgrant beers I think ever. I love that beer.
So that'll be available at the tap room.
I think by the time you're listening to this podcast,
Thursday. Yeah, it's available, if it's not, you can yell at your favorite bartender. Don't yell at them, but yeah, you can ask them and you can get it for carry out in delivery. Get some delivery this weekend for all of your socially distanced backyard fun.
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming in August. And
so
there you go. Mark, if you come down to the tap room, we'll get you a Land Grant University t-shirt.
Yeah. Dick Marks.
Yeah.
That's his name.
And if you have a question, feel free to reach out to us at cheers@landgrantbrewing.com. Facebook page, website, landgrantbrewing.com.
Yeah. Instagram, DM. Instagram.
You
can get a hold of us.
Send us some snail mail. Those are our favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we read your question on the air or whatever you call this, we'll get you a free Land Grant t-shirt. So like it's about the easiest free t-shirt you're ever going to get, because if you ask us a halfway relevant question, we're going to answer it. So there you go.
Well, thanks for listening this week. Next week we're going to talk about a returner. You may have had it on tap before, but I love the look of the can. It's great tasting beer and sour hoppy fun time.
Yeah,
that beer really. I had a couple of those watching the crew last night, so
I think it tastes even more like Gatorade than the beer we tried to make taste like Gatorade.
Yeah,
and I mean that in a very very good way.
Well. I will say, if you've been following along this summer, there's been a lot of new beers that came out. Brewers keep killing it with making great beers. The designs are pretty, there might be better than ever as well. So shout out. The Land Grant team's been doing a great job. So it's been really awesome to see all that. And, come on down. Hopefully the governor doesn't make some announcement and shut down the beer garden, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll keep socially distancing and look forward to seeing everyone out here. Yeah. And cheers, guys.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers, everybody. See you next week.